And following NPR, Mike Osborne for WMOT News. The state Senate has passed a bill that would keep Tennessee courts from making birth control a part of sentencing agreements. The measure comes in response to revelations last year that a White County judge was offering reduced sentences to defendants who agreed to have birth control procedures. General Sessions Judge Sam Benningfield offered 30-day reductions on jail time in exchange for men having vasectomies and women getting long-lasting birth control implants. Benningfield called the program a no-brainer for the drug offenders who make up the majority of the cases he hears. The judge ended the practice under public pressure and was eventually reprimanded by state judicial officials. Knoxville Republican Richard Briggs spoke in opposition to the bill, citing the problem of drug-addicted mothers.
And the judge, I think, in the interest of the state and in the interest of the people, in the interest of the mother, and in the interest of the children and future children, should say you're not going to have any more kids.
Fellow Republican Brian Kelsey sponsored the bill in the Senate.
They're putting these criminal defendants in a tough position where they have to make the choice between jail time or even temporary sterilization. And that's just not the type of coercive decision that we should be putting people in the place of making.
Of the Senate's 33 senators, 10 either voted against the measure or abstained. Measures currently moving through the committee process in the Tennessee House. That's local news for this hour. WMOT News is a service of the Center for Innovation and Media, part of the College of Media and Entertainment here at Middle Tennessee State.